president.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
How are the ladies?
Pretty good, pretty good. I just walked over, and I'm going back to see him in a minute.
Well, that's what Yolanda's telling me you were working. Charlotte said you did well at the ball game. She watched it and enjoyed it, except that I could tell by her face that we did not win.
No, we didn't. We didn't win.
And we're going to be gone tomorrow night to the Texas journalism people. And then Wednesday we're going home, and I just wanted to check out and see how you're feeling.
Well, I feel pretty good. What are you going? What are you going home for?
I'm going to introduce John Conley Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Only one thing I might mention that we ought to be probably already working on is this registration thing. Frank Thompson told me he was willing to have a talk and put it in capsule form, get it in shape, and that he was not looking for the job, but he would help and do whatever you want him to do. This is one thing we ought to get done, because they're all through with that 40 days before the election. So you may have somebody
on it. What is that about?
The registration drive is where they get people to register, you know, in New Jersey and all over the
country. I met with all of New Jersey about 2 or 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
The National Committee is bringing them down from each state. Pennsylvania's been here.
They had a registration drive. This is how they beat you, in a way, and this is how we beat the Republicans, actually, was this registration drive. And it starts real early. It's a kind of a quite specialized field. But Thompson knows a lot about it and says he has it all written out in good shape. Would like to go over it briefly with you and turn it over to your...
I turned it over to Ken O'Donnell. That's one's handling it for us. He's run it all, Teddy. And he's had them all down here. So I don't know. I don't want to be mixing in, because I'm afraid he'll be saying I'm messing up what he's doing.
Well,
he's working on registration in each state, and he's got somebody in charge in each state.
He is?
Yeah.
Why don't I tell Thompson then that he ought to go down and talk to Kenny O'Donnell, and that you're delighted he's going to be cooperating, and he can stick his head in and say hello to you and then leave responsibility.
Well, just tell him the best thing to do is just talk to O'Donnell. I don't want to be too warm with him, because he gutted me the other day, voted against me on the farm bill.
Well, we lost a few, but we did awful good.
Did awful good. But if I go to calling down the guy in Texas that gutted me and you up there on the hill, you're going to be bellyaching, aren't you?
We didn't lose but one. I talked to Fisher, voted last, and I thought his understanding was he was going to give us that pair with Dowdy. But apparently his understanding was that he was going to vote with us if we needed it. And I was standing about 18 inches from him. And he went on, voted no, we were clear. And Beckworth apparently didn't feel bad about it the next day. He was pleased. But we didn't lose but that one vote. And I was awfully proud of the work he did. It was wonderful. And that's our new record, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the best I think we've ever done.
It's
the toughest one.
Them Republicans were just biting themselves. They were so mad. You see a dog bite his tail so mad? That's the way they were. They were just frustrated. The next day they acted like children. It would have done your heart good. Well, listen, I'll tell John hello for you.
Be good, and I'll see you.
All right, bless your heart. Goodbye.
Alberts, may I have a car at the window?